This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Places far and wide or close here in these United States. Again, hoping this is a big one for you as we get to the tail end of the summer. For others, summer has really wrapped up. Once again, Kate Delaney, welcome aboard this ship as we navigate these turbulent times. We're hoping for a reprieve, right? And cross those fingers and everything else in between. All right, so starting with the money thing is there's been a lot of discussion about having patience and being calm with people who are servers and in restaurants and in other areas of hospitality, because we're still in that position where, yes, there are some states that businesses opened up and you can see it and people are coming in and partaking, but tempers can be short because there's not enough help. When we look at employment, you see signs everywhere of people looking for people to work, offering bonuses in so many cases to work at Pizza Hut and other fast food places because of the nature of the beast, you know, wanting to fill those jobs, but no people to fill the jobs. And I've never seen so many help wanted signs in my life. As somebody said to me, you know, here's the thing. This is the time for people who want to work. And this is the time for people who are in the driver's seat. For once, a lot of times, the person who is looking for the job is not in the driver's seat. But now you are, and you are getting, in some cases, no matter what the job is, a lot of rewards to stay and work there and go through training, etc. And a lot of the places in the restaurant world are saying if you stay on for at least 3 months, you'll get $1,500, $2,000 bonus, etc. And that's helping to get people more interested because there's opportunity, right? There's lots of opportunity out there. Having gone to New Mexico just, 2 weeks ago, that was what I saw every place that I was, whether it was Albuquerque or Santa Fe or Taos or any place in between. There were lots of signs up about watch your complaints and please be patient with us, as we don't have enough people. You know, I mean, they're just telling it like it is. So money is available for people who need it. In fact, now even more Americans are going to qualify for mortgages even under this new Fannie Mae policy. And part of that is because of the pandemic. So Fannie Mae has money to give, and you may qualify where you probably might not have qualified, let's say, or had trouble maybe qualifying before. So low rates, etc. And one of the ways they're doing it is borrowing money at the low rates and reinvesting it in, you know, how they're making the money, reinvesting at low rates and reinvesting into whole borrowing and mortgage-backed securities, etc. So that's also loosening things up a bit for those who you know, who want to, who need it, you know, who are looking for it, who need the boost, need the program, etc. And so they're targeting people definitely with just a little bit down. And so that might be good news for people who before were having trouble with the whole mortgage thing. So again, starting with the money, instead of we have lots of horrible things to tell you about with Andre and so sad the situation in Tennessee and a few other things as too with the shortages of ICU beds and the same song that we've been dancing to here for the last couple of weeks. But again, money is becoming more available to people who perhaps didn't have those opportunities. In fact, the thing that's being discussed in D.C. is the biggest tax hike on wealthy people since 1993. But guess what? That's bogged down in Congress, right? So the tax writing panels in the House and Senate, they have a little bit of time to do this. I think they have to finish September 15th. But we'll see. They're pushing and pushing and ramping up on all kinds of spending initiatives and looking at slamming the taxes on the people who are making more than $400,000. That's kind of that line of demarcation that President Biden threw out. You constantly heard that number again and again and again and again. And what happens after the August recess, the Senate returns September 13th, and then after a brief session, the House is back in session September 20th, and the whole corporate tax hikes, that kind of thing, that's going to be a major, 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 major push. Yeah, the dreaded three letters, IRS, right? In Tennessee, thank goodness there's such good-hearted people that spent hours and hours trying to rescue, find, search, join the efforts, etc., because just catastrophic flooding in central Tennessee. When you have 17 inches of rain coming down in 24 hours, 22 people dead, 20 missing, sad tales. Even the probably one of the saddest is the father who had 7-month-old twins in his arms, desperately clinging to them and other children. And sadly, when the water washed over them, he could not hang on to them. The twins did not come up. I mean, it just crushes your soul when you hear some of these stories and where people were swept into trees and they clung there for hours waiting to be rescued and just so awful. This small city of Waverly, which is about 60 miles west of Nashville, and receding waters left incredible views of wrecked homes, flipped cars, again, rescuers searching for the missing with every last breath they had, just trying to find anybody, wanting to find people, wanting to find more people stuck in trees, places where they could help them and pull them out with water hopefully receding. And, you know, the flash flood emergency alerts were there, that people were yelling for help from their rooftops and other people trapped in cars. And then you had Andre, which slammed into Long Island and Rhode Island, got it pretty heavy. But people knew, they were warned, and it wasn't quite as bad as it could have been. Trust me, there was flooding in Manhattan. There was a big concert that was cleared, so there was definitely problems, but not as awful as it could have been. Meet you on the flip side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. This or that. Eric Salazar joins us now from the mothership in Minnesota. Hey, how are you doing, Eric?
Good. What's up, Kate?
The weekend is up. So here we are again, kicking off another week.
Yeah, here we are again. Screwing it all over.
I know. Doesn't it feel like the weekends fly by?
Yeah, it's like no matter what you do, they're just on the run.
Yeah, they're on the run. My weekends are on the run for me. What has happened? What has happened to my weekends? Yeah, that's so true. All right, so here's a couple of that I thought were pretty good. Because, you know, everybody talks about social media, and I know how you feel about social media, but let's say somebody pays you to be on social media, and these are your two choices, you have to put one out every day. But, hey, they're going to pay you $1,000 a week. TikTok versus Instagram, which do you choose?
I guess I'll have to go with TikTok.
That means you're cutting videos every day, my friend.
But they're short, right?
Yeah, they're short. So, I mean, you could do a little dance. You could play a little axe. You could, I don't know, do anything. Throw some darts. Do something that you think is fabulous and put it on TikTok. So you would be shooting video every day, but it would be very short. You're right.
Maybe not. I'll go with Instagram.
I talked you out of it. Yeah, I wouldn't do the TikTok thing. I don't get it. I get that people do the videos, and sometimes they might be clever. It's just a short video, and then they call it TikTok. So, hello. Okay, short video. Now, if you're a kid and you're clever and you're doing backflips on your skateboard and it's like, okay. But then how do you keep coming up with those constantly? And there's people that make a fortune on TikTok, by the way. I would do Instagram, too, because you can put pictures, you could hashtag and find other people, like other people that are interested in what you're interested in. It just seems easier. That's it. It's easier to do, and it's easier to attract, I think, people that wouldn't annoy you. Because that's the other thing. Then you have to, what happens when you get trolls and all that stuff?
Good point.
Yeah, annoying. All right, this is actually big, and I think it's big with a lot of people, and especially guys. Sunblock versus sans sunblock, meaning, hey, you're out, and you're just jumping on the boat. You're not thinking about sunscreen. You don't have it in your back pocket. You're jumping on the lake for part of the day. You're out at the ball game, and you're in the sun, and you might have your sunglasses on, but the sun is beaming down on you. Do you think of sunblock? Are you a sunblock person, or are you sans sunblock?
I'm not a sunblock person at all. I don't,
you're not.
I just tan. I don't get burned.
Damn. Well, you have to be careful. Now, listen, I'm telling you this. I'm telling everyone listening to this. I would be a sans sunblock person, too. How many times in my life people said, put sunblock on when I was playing golf or whatever. And I'd be like, nah, my hands get all oily and whatever. But there was a guy, he was really cool, that I worked with when I was in California. And he was a surfer guy. He was like probably 20 years older than me, and he was a legend in Central California, and he never put on sunblock, and he was always surfing, so his back was getting burnt and stuff, and he got cancer and died. He got melanoma, because that's the skin cancer.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. He should have worn sunblock.
Yeah, like we're saying that if we're in the sun, even if it's just for a short period, you gotta like kind of think about that, right? So more people, that's what I'm saying. I, with the melanoma thing, you think, well, it's, yeah, if you're, you know, always in the, you know, in the sun, like he was in the sun all the time. So why, you know, why wouldn't he have done that? But I think it's for anyone. It's for everyone, right? So you got to watch that because you get these things that happen that would really surprise you that it's skin cancer.
Yeah, I mean, I think it just depends. It depends on your skin, you know, doesn't it?
It can depend on your skin. If your skin is more olive versus more white, you know, depending on all kinds of things. Although there's hidden melanomas that are common with people that have more olivey skin, too. So I'm just telling you, just be careful of the melanoma thing. He warned me about that, and it kind of scared me. So sometimes I'm more conscious of it.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
I appreciate that. All right, horseshoes or cornhole, which would you rather play?
Horseshoes.
Me too. Everybody plays cornhole, and they would disagree with us. I like horseshoes. You know, the rubber horseshoes where you just, or even the metal ones where you just pound in the stakes, poof, and you play, right?
Yeah, you got to have like a dirt pit and the metal stakes and the metal horseshoes. Nothing against cornhole, you know, I think that's a funny word, but cornhole, like, it's a pretty fun game. It's just not as good as horseshoes, you know?
I think so, too. And probably I grew up on horseshoes. My family would go to the shore for, like, a month, and, you know, that was it. That was like our big thing, and that was our big trip for the whole year or whatever. And we had horseshoes in the sand in the back of the house. And so we constantly were playing horseshoes. And I just, there's something about the whole horseshoe thing versus cornhole. I like it better.
Same here. I grew up on horseshoes. My fondest memories of horseshoes were playing, like while we were camping up in the mountains.
I like that story.
By the river and with a campfire going on.
Oh, that's cool. That's us, too. So that was the same thing, that little area of the sand, and playing with my family, playing against my brother, playing against my cousins, my mother, whoever. And, yeah.
Crazy uncles.
Yep, crazy, crazy people. And you know what? That, this thing. Okay, it's you play one game and then you win. It's like, oh, no, it's best out of three.
Yeah.
So now you're playing again. No, you thought it was only one? No, no, it's not one game. It's best out of three.
Yeah, the rules are always changing.
Yes, rules are always changing, which is different from cornhole. All right, appetizers versus non-appetizers, meaning, you know, there's always appetizers on menus. And some people, they just got, it doesn't matter if they're in good shape, not in good shape. It's just like a mental thing, I think, that people sit down and it's like, now I've got to have an appetizer. Then I'm going to eat the meal and that's how I roll. And then I'm going to eat dessert. Some people, I can't even imagine doing all three. But appetizers are a big deal to some people. So is it appetizers or non-appetizers for you?
Oh, man. I'll go with, if I have to choose one, man.
Man, so hard.
I'll go with appetizers.
Ooh, so eat the meal and get appetizers.
Yeah, because you know, whether you believe it or not, I mean, appetizers actually do work. Like, they actually build, like, get your appetite going, you know?
I like it. The word. You give us the definition of the word. I can see, and that's also because I'm really trying to cut back, because I see how hard it is to lose weight. So for me, if I just did appetizers versus an entree, then I would do appetizers. But I wouldn't do both. But I can see why a guy would do both, and I can see your philosophy in thinking of that.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to choose one, I usually just go with either or, but... But since that's not an option in this game.
It's not an option in this or that. All right, big dog or little dog? I noticed that, you know, there's a lot of people. It seems like you're in one, even though you don't have a dog, I'm saying if you had a dog. Would it be a big dog or would it be a little dog? Because even at the dog parks, they have separate areas for little dogs and big dogs.
I'm a big dog kind of guy. I've never had a small dog, so... So I don't know if I can even tolerate small dogs, to be honest.
I can't tolerate those small dogs. Like, no Chihuahua for you.
Sadly, no.
No, me either. I'm not a small dog person either. I like the big dogs. I like my golden retrievers and at least, you know, 50 pounds and up. That's like 50 pounds and up. That's Attagirl. My favorite.
Attagirl.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's Guinness. Guinness is... He's a dog dog. I like a dog dog. All right, this was fun. Eric Salazar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Catherine Kennedy coming up next. Wait to hear what she's talking about.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Pentagon has activated the Civil Reserve Air Fleet to assist with evacuations out of Afghanistan. Six airlines will provide a total of 18 aircraft that will be used to move U.S. citizens, holders of special immigrant visas, and at-risk Afghans out of the country. The Pentagon says the commercial aircraft will shuttle evacuees to temporary staging bases in nearby countries instead of flying into Kabul. More than 150 military cargo planes are being used to airlift people from the Afghan capital. The Department of Defense said Saturday that about 17,000 people had been evacuated since the operation began. And at least 21 people are dead in severe flooding in Middle Tennessee. The Humphreys County Emergency Management Agency says another 45 people are still missing after the flooding swept through the area on Saturday following record-setting rains. 12 people were confirmed dead in the county seat of Waverly. Officials say that search and rescue operations are still underway in the communities about 50 miles west of Nashville. You're listening to USA Radio News. As thousands try to escape Afghanistan, many are criticizing the White House for its seeming lack of planning for evacuations. Tim Berg has more.
In the aftermath of the Taliban's swift takeover of Afghanistan, thousands of desperate Afghans are trying to evacuate the country. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott joins Fox News to criticize President Biden's evacuation strategy for Americans and Afghans still trying to escape the Taliban rule.
Biden has no plan. I mean, how could you do what he did to leave equipment and air and bases and just leave Americans behind and our allies behind?
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers launched the 500th home run of his career on Sunday against the Toronto Blue Jays. The 38-year-old veteran took Steven Matz's yard to right center field inside Toronto's Rogers Center to become the 28th player in MLB history to have hit at least 500 home runs. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
To take you to a place called Wellington, New South Wales, and introduce you to a really interesting woman who is, I think, going to capitalize on something that makes me laugh out loud, and I think it'll make some of you laugh out loud as well. Her name is Catherine Kennedy, and her book is called A Through Z of Animal Collectives. And think about what that means, and we're going to dive deeper into that. So, and you can get the book, by the way, on Amazon. And here's the other thing I love about Catherine. She spells her name the same way that I do. K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. So we know she's brilliant already before we even go to her in our virtual green room. Catherine, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you. Good to be here.
What led you to writing this book? How did this get in your head?
Well, I'm a mum of 5 kids, and we take long car trips here in Australia all the time because everything's so far away. And the challenge for parents is trying to entertain their children on these long, boring car trips. So we started to play I Spy, and soon enough they got very bored with that. So we started a game of what groups of animals called. And we came up with a few, but there were so many that stumped us. So when we got to our destination, I researched it a little bit, and I actually tried to find a book that I could buy the kids to explain animal collectives to them, and I couldn't find one anywhere. So that kind of inspired me to write one.
So you said about writing it, and then while you're doing the research for that, it had to be interesting to come up with or realize what some of the names were. And you and I were talking off the air, and you said it did make you just laugh out loud.
It did. Well, writing the book was my was my mum time. So I'd put all the kids to bed and then I'd sit with my laptop and I'd do my research, and quite often I'd be in fits of giggles, and, you know, one of the kids would come out and say, "What's wrong, mummy?" Well, I was just in hysterics about the names of these animal collectives. They're quite unique, and I sort of questioned, well, who comes up with these? Where did they come from? So I researched that as well, and it's just an interesting part of our language, I think.
Yeah, so tell us about that. Tell us about where collectives come from. You know, well, again, you go way back in history when you talk about that.
Yeah, way back in history. So in the English culture, throughout the 14 and 1500s, the aristocracy mainly, that one of their main pastimes was hunting. So it became a signified a person's wit and humour and education if they could come up with these peculiar names for groups of things or animals in particular. The animal collectives originally they were called terms of ventry. And they were mostly around hunted animals. When I researched it, there was a woman in the 15th century called Julia Berners, and she wrote a book called The Book of Hawking, Hunting and Blasting of Arms. And within that book, she quoted about 146 animal collective nouns, which were absolutely hysterical. And the professors and the linguists at Oxford University adapted those collective nouns into our modern language, and they became the collective nouns we now use for groups of animals. So that's the history of it, which I found fascinating and very funny.
Yeah, I find it fascinating too, and very, very funny. And in your book, you have some really funny, funny moments in it. Tell us, as you were doing this, some of what you tripped onto. Like, I know oysters was one of them.
Oysters, yes, oysters. I just had a vision of these tiny little oysters all in their beds, tucked up with their blankets around them. So it's a group of oysters is called a bed of oysters. I love the letter O because it deals with oysters and owls. And owls is a parliament, which I also found quite funny.
A parliament of owls.
Parliament of owls. And we have a parliament here in Australia, Parliament of Owls kind of denotes a whole group of very wise people. But in America, you have a Congress, and a Congress of, in my book, is a Congress of baboons. So it's quite a contradiction from Australian Parliament to American Parliament.
Boy, no kidding. Maybe we better go back to Parliament. Makes more sense. Wow. And yeah, so there's so much the kids will learn by reading this.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the book is it's written in verse, so it's rhyming, and there's a lot of rhythm throughout the prose. And I've, with my experience with my own children reading books to them, kids love rhythm and rhyme in books, and they love to hear almost a musical sound. So I found a lot of these verses that they can almost be sung. They've got a very rhythm, very much a rhythm about them. They're very funny. So the kids and the adults reading the books to them can connect through the humour, which I find is a great thing for human connection.
What did your kids think of their mom writing this book? What did they think?
Well, kids are pretty blasé about everything. They just kind of said, "Oh yeah, that's cool, Mum." I don't think they really believed it until we actually got sent the first copies.
And for you to get the first copies, how neat was that?
It was so exciting. It was so exciting. I mean, Kate, if I didn't sell one single copy of this book, I didn't care. The fact that I had a hard copy book in my hand that I'd written and had published was such an accomplishment for me. So it was that was a win in itself.
Yeah. I think we were talking about it, but what do you hope people take away from reading, getting these books? It's a great gift for really a baby shower, kids, your own kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. I mean, it could go in any direction, A through Z of animal collectives. What do you hope the takeaway is for most people who read the book?
Well, I hope, firstly, that it connects adult and children readers and gives gives kids time to read with adults. And often we don't do that in this day and age. We're connected to screens all the time, and not very many parents sit down and read stories anymore. So I'm hoping that that opens up that connection again for reading. And I hope people get a laugh out of it. I hope they're joined in the humour of it. And I also hope that reading the book, people get from it that if there's something in the world that that they can't find, that they can create one, that we have the possibility to do that. We just have to believe in ourselves. So, yeah.
I like that. So you can create it. That's a great message. And you're not done creating. You've got another book coming up. Tell us about that one.
I have. This one is the A to Z of Baby Animals. So it's in the same genre, and I'm writing the book in verse again, so with a lot of humour. So I'm hoping that that one follows in this one's footsteps and is widely accepted and liked.
I've got to think you have probably ponies in there somewhere.
We'll definitely have ponies in there. And one thing I didn't include in this book, which I only just found out about in the last week, actually, was unicorns. There's actually a collective noun for unicorns, which I didn't even know I would have put it in the book.
What is this called? Collective noun?
A blessing of unicorns.
Now you've told the world it's great. A blessing of unicorns.
Of unicorns. How precious is that?
I love it. Well, you can get the book, of course, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Catherine Kennedy, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, Kate.
So interesting, Catherine's book and talking about animal collectives. And, you know, there's even a band. I was remembering this. I'm sure she knows this, too. There's an even a pop band that was in the early 2000s called Animal Collective that actually was pretty popular. And it made me think, wow, how'd they come up with that name? But, you know, it's like you think of what is a collection of crows? And I started thinking about this. It's a murder. It's called a murder. Someone said that one time to me, and I was like, what? And then, what is sloths? I just was at, well, it's actually been a while, but I used to go constantly to Dallas's aquarium. They have an aquarium, but the aquarium is more like being actually in South America, right? And they have a sloth. And this is sloth that everybody talks about. Well, what is a collective of sloths? Anybody know what that is? That'd be a good question. That'd be a good trivia question, but I'm going to give you the answer to it because it's kind of like when I do the New York Times puzzle and I can't think of what the word is. I'm not going to make you wait. So Catherine would appreciate this. It's a bed. A bed. A crowd of sloths is a bed. I had no idea. The name that I was coming up with, the strange name that I was coming up with, was just like, I have a whole list of them. And we're going to have fun with this, too, by the way, in the upcoming weeks as we go along, which I think she'll appreciate that, too. It's like, what's a collective of boars? Sounder. Did you know that? Yeah. There's some that are obvious that we know, but there's some that are not obvious. Like, I had no idea, and I have such a love for giraffes. I just had that chance to go and see the giraffes at Fossil Rim. And it's an incredible place. It's like being in Africa, and it's in Glen Rose, Texas. And giraffes, for a collective of giraffes, it's a tower. Yeah. See if you can stump me with one. Kate, and I promise I won't look it up, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. She got us thinking, absolutely. All right, stay with us, everybody.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/buyblacksummit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com, Buy Black Summit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Nobelift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Nobelift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Nobelift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobeliftNA.com/save.
We've been talking about the situation in Afghanistan. Eric Heron joins us. I mentioned this before. I mean, quite an interesting background he has. Think about this. 25 years as a former U.S. diplomat, U.S. special agent, a guy who managed and conducted all kinds of covert operations, of course, relating to national security, transnational crime, money laundering. We could talk to him for probably five shows. And he held senior spots with Homeland Security and Interpol, and he's also the author of Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent, and he has spent time in Afghanistan. Eric, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, Kate, great to be on with you. Look forward to this conversation. It's really important that the folks out there understand how serious the situation is right now.
Yeah, let's talk about your thoughts on what you now have seen that's been happening, especially how quickly Kabul fell.
Yeah. Well, let me just say, Kate, that for the last 20 years, Afghanistan's been led by a crime syndicate. It's been led by an organized crime syndicate and masquerading as a government. And unfortunately, the U.S. government has known this for the last 20 years. And the biggest source of corruption in Afghanistan, sadly, and it pains me to say this, was the U.S. government. Because what were we doing in Afghanistan? We were fueling the Afghan officials with money, corrupt officials with money. They were on the CIA payroll, and I spent time in Afghanistan, and it pains me to see what's going on there today because it didn't have to happen.
Yeah, and as you said, it didn't have to happen. What do you mean? What could have been done differently? Just not allow that to fester and not have that government that we prop up?
Yeah, basically that's what we did. I mean, we propped up a corrupt government for all these years. We knew it, and we turned a blind eye to it. And part of it was, in my humble opinion, was this. You know, Eisenhower said it best in 1961, right, in his farewell address to the nation, beware of the military-industrial complex. And his main concern was what? That the military-industrial complex, you know, military industry would have, you know, undue influence on the government policymakers. And, you know, trillions of dollars was spent in Afghanistan on arms and munitions and weaponry. We paid bad guys that we knew were involved in drug operations and as well as money laundering, and we gave them money so they could be on our payroll, so they could give us information that supposedly was going to help us, but of course it didn't. And we fueled the situation in Afghanistan all these years, meaning we aided and embedded corrupt officials. And, you know, we're on the verge of 9/11. This pales in comparison, if I may say so. We're on the brink, and this is not hyperbole, but when you stop and think of the situation in the Middle East right now with Iran, Afghanistan, and the reach of these would-be terrorists now who run these countries, we're on the brink of potential World War III. And, you know, some people will say, well, you can't say that. But I'm here tonight to say, if we're not careful, in the coming months and years, we will be talking about another world war coming out of the Middle East.
You know, I call it the quicksand of the Middle East, and you know better than I because you were in the middle of the quicksand. What happened the last time you were in Afghanistan?
So, Kate, I was, you know, again, talking about money laundering, you know, in 2009 and 2010, the Obama administration sent agents into Afghanistan, and I was one of the agents to lead a money laundering training initiative because billions, with a B, billions of money was fleeing out of Afghanistan in cash into Dubai, where I was the attaché for Homeland Security. I led the office in Dubai, covering Dubai and the Northern Emirates. Billions of dollars in cash was flying out of Afghanistan into Dubai. Mm. So Obama, because of the New York Times and others reported on it, they decided to try to do something about it, to, you know, put a Band-Aid on it. So they said, okay, we'll send agents there to conduct training and et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, it was really just a Band-Aid. In fact, I had officials coming up to me during this training seminar really saying, hey, it's not us at this level. It's the president of Afghanistan and his family and others who are corrupt, and we want to do something. We want to save our nation, but these officials will not allow it. And they were right. They were absolutely right. You know, we trained officials. They conducted a major arrest of an individual who was close to the president of Afghanistan at the time. And they arrested this individual. They, with our training and the help of others on the ground, the Afghan police arrested this individual close to the president of Afghanistan at the time. And within hours, he was let go. And he was let go. And he was the CIA. He worked for the CIA. And it's been well documented, Kate, that this individual was on the CIA's payroll along with others, and millions of dollars was in fact given to these corrupt officials by the CIA. And so while I risked my life in spending some time there training them about anti-money laundering initiatives and how to conduct anti-money laundering investigations, we, the other part of our government, was undermining us and actually fueling the corrupt officials.
Wow. You know, and you think about it, and what is it like? Ooh, just stay pat, whatever we have to do to make things calm over there in the Middle East, and just keep playing that same hand out. We have a couple of minutes left, you know, and you talk about on the being on the brink of another world war. What do you think has to happen? How do we stop that?
Well, you know, fighting corruption wasn't just a humanitarian or governance priority. It should have been the key to winning the war in Afghanistan, and we didn't do that. So we have to understand as a nation, if we're going to send our precious, you know, sons and daughters overseas to you know, win the war, if you will, and we have to stomp out corruption, number one, and that has to be the number one priority. And understand, you know, globalization, we're all connected now through globalization, Kate, that what happens in Afghanistan today affects the rest of the world tomorrow. And I call it the three T's. I coined it as trade, travel, and telecommunication, the three T's. And we have to understand that we're all connected now. And so it's, you know, yeah, people will say, forget Afghanistan. Forget about it. Let them handle it. But you know what? We now have a country controlled entirely by a terrorist organization.
Yeah.
That should frighten everyone.
Yeah, it frightens me. Eric, we'll have you back on again. I want to tell people to go to switchedonlife.com to find out more about your book and more about you. And you were terrific for spending time with us. And again, thanks for shedding some light. And we'll have you back on again.
Thank you, Kate. It's always a privilege and an honor. I look forward to it. And please stay switched on.
I will. Thanks, Eric. Wow. Think about that, what he said, the three T's. And he's right. That's why you cannot say we can't pay attention. So I said, this show is about the buzz in your backyard and mine, and the buzz is over this, and he's absolutely 100% right. We can't just bury our head in the sand on this, so to speak, because we are absolutely in the thick of it. So while you're watching that chaos and you say, well, you know, that's over there, think about how quickly things could affect us here and already are behind the scenes. All right, I'll meet you in a few round the bend. Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.